This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said the Indian Olympics Association has registered its protest to United World Wrestling in the disqualification issue of woman wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics. In a Suamoto statement in Lok Sabha, Mr. Mandavia said the centre is providing all sort of help to the women wrestlers, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi personally called the president of IOA, P.T. Usha, over the issue. Mr. Mandavia said the IOA has been asked to explore all the possibilities in the case. The minister said as per rules and regulations of UWW, if any athlete does not participate in weighing or fails in specific weight criterion, they are disqualified from the competition and placed in last position without any rank. He said Phogat was playing in the 50-kilogram category and her weight was found 100 grams more than the stipulated criterion. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the efforts of wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics so far. In a social media post, President Murmu said while the country shares her disappointment at the disqualification, she remains a champion in the hearts of 1.4 billion people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered consolation to the wrestler after her disqualification. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the setback is hurtful and he is lost for words to express his despair. Home Minister Amit Shah has also expressed distress over the disqualification of wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics. President Draupadi Murmu reached Auckland in New Zealand this afternoon on a state visit at the invitation of the Governor-General Dame Cindy Keiro. The visit will provide further impetus to India-New Zealand bilateral relations. Our correspondent reports that this visit is expected to give further impetus to the growing relations in a large number of areas. The President will hold bilateral meetings with the Governor-General, Dame Cindy Keiro, and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The President is scheduled to address an international education conference in Wellington, where India is the guest of honour. Commerce and Industries Minister Piyush Goyal today urged the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC countries for faster negotiations of free trade agreement. Delivering the keynote address at the BIMSTEC Business Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that despite each member's economic prowess, the trade between the BIMSTEC countries is small. The government has informed that various steps are being taken to eradicate poverty. In a written reply to the Lok Sabha Minister of State for Statistics and Programme, Rao Inderjeet Singh said, as per Niti Aayog's report, around 25 crore people have escaped poverty during 2013-14 to 2022-23. A total of 5.93 crore people from Uttar Pradesh, 3.77 crore from Bihar, 2.3 crore from Madhya Pradesh and 1.87 crore people from Rajasthan have escaped multidimensional poverty. The High Commission of India in Dhaka, Bangladesh, has issued an advisory for internationals living in the country. The Commission in its advisory said, in view of the ongoing situation in Bangladesh, the Indian community members and Indian students residing in Bangladesh are advised to avoid local travel and minimize their movement outside their living premises. It further added, in case of any urgency or need for assistance, Indian nationals can reach out to the High Commission and Assistant High Commissions at the 24-hour emergency numbers. These numbers are +880 1937400591 and +880 1814654797. These numbers can also be contacted through WhatsApp. Meanwhile, in Bangladesh, after a major reshuffle in the top level of the army, new authorities have reconstituted the police force of the country today. The new regime replaced the additional Inspector General of Police, Muhammad Harun al-Rashid, as Director General of Rapid Action Battalion with AKM Shahidur Rahman, while Muhammad Mainul Hassan has been appointed as new Commissioner of Dhaka Metropolitan Police. The Public Security Division under the Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification in this regard. Earlier, Bangladesh President Muhammad Shahabuddin dissolved Parliament and appointed Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus as the head of an interim government. And with that, we end this news bulletin.